News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A lot of conversation, a lot of the focus is understandably on the return to school and will it happen on the February 1st. Some good news yesterday, pupils with special needs may be back in school next Thursday for the first phase of a staggered post-Christmas return. Norma Foley, Education Minister, joins us now. Minister, how confident are you that these children will be back in school by next Thursday?
Well, I think it's fair that there is a united objective to achieve that. I'm confident that, you know, the intervening time allows for the logistics to be worked through. And I do appreciate that, you know, individual schools will have, you know, individual issues that can be worked through. But all of the partners in education, is that the parents, the teachers, the SNA managerial body representatives, are confident that we can work through all of that to ensure that everything opens up next Thursday.
Okay, well, that is good news. In relation to the wider student body, we spoke to Gabriel Scally, the public health expert, on the show yesterday. He thought it highly unlikely that kids would be in a position to go back to school on February the 1st. He just thought the numbers were too high at the moment. Would you share that pessimism at the moment?
Well, I think we must be very cognizant of the fact that the reason that they're... was the situation where we're currently in regards to our schools is because of the view of the CMO that mobility in our schools, which is in excess of 1.1 million, that given the current situation in society, that, you know, society needs to hunker down, as it were, reduce its mobility, reduce its contacts. And for that reason, there was a view that the full reopening of our schools would be problematic in that there was too many people moving around. But equally so, in making that determination, the CMO and NPHET were very clear to say that there is no issue as regards safety within schools. They have not changed their minds as regards the school environment being a safe environment. And it was only being stood down in terms of, as I say, reducing mobility. So what I can say to you is that... the education sector is playing its part to reduce mobility. We need wider society now to reduce mobility, reduce its contacts. And if wider society does as it's being asked to do, well, then certainly at the review at the end of January in terms of the reopening for the 1st of February, you know, we will most certainly be in a position to reopen our schools. But it does very much so depend on what wider society will do in terms of reducing its mobility, reducing its contacts and getting us in a stronger position.
Okay. What about 6 years? Because that is a particular problem, leaving cert students. I have a skin in the game here. I have a son in leaving cert year. I calculated the other day he's going to have missed, even if he goes back on February the 1st, which is still very much a question mark, he'll have missed about a quarter of term time between last year and this year. How do you compensate for that?
Well, I suppose in the first instance, I do want to acknowledge this is an extraordinarily difficult year for leaving certificates. I know from my own experience as a teacher, leaving certificate is always the most challenging year in any student's life. But I think, absolutely, I accept it's even heightened all the more this year because we're existing in a pandemic. But what I will say is that considerable planning has gone in terms of leaving certificate 2021. Adjustments have already been made to exam papers in terms of, you know, a wider option being provided. Equally so, in our contingency planning, significant latitude was given in our planning so that we could accommodate, for example, the change in deadlines for coursework, should we need to do that. We had to do that this week. The advisory group for leaving certificate, and I think this is very important to acknowledge, have met on a number of occasions. And that advisory group includes membership of, you know, the parents, the teachers, managerial bodies, and very importantly, the students themselves as well. And they're represented by the president of their students' union, Mr. Reuben Murray. So, you know, we are continuing to meet. We are working through the challenges. There's a number of, I suppose, disparate and varied voices within the student voice and, you know, parents and teachers as regards, you know, options to pursue. But everything that we have done thus far in education has been done in the partnership, listening to all the voices, working through the challenges, and that's what we're at.
All right. And look... There are no easy decisions here, and anyone who suggests otherwise is being very naive. But you're coming under pressure to consider an alternative to the traditional leaving cert. Is it something that you are minded to do, particularly if we can't get the kids back to school on the 1st of February? Is it something that is now under consideration, the idea of calculated grades or some kind of hybrid model?
Well, to be fair, in fact, you are correct. There are a number of different voices, even from the student voice. And in my discussions with Mr. Murray, he has made this clear, and I heard him articulate it on radio yesterday on behalf of the students. He concedes that students themselves, many of them wish for the traditional leaving certificate. Many of them wish to cancel the leaving certificate outright, as you have said. Many wish for a hybrid, including calculated grades and traditional. So all of that is being considered in conjunction with the voices, we say, of the teachers, who have made it very clear. The teaching unions have come out yesterday and said that their preference is the traditional leaving certificate. So we will look, and we are looking at all options. We're considering, you know, for example, what's happening in other jurisdictions. We're considering our own experience. For example, in November of last year, we successfully run the leaving certificate, a full leaving cert, on the back of, we say, very strong public health advice. There was huge learning there, and that gives us confidence as well to put that into the mix as regards our planning forward. So,
but not guaranteed that the leaving cert will go ahead at the moment. When will you make a decision on whether to proceed or not? I know the Labour Party is saying you need to do it in early February. What deadline would you put on making a decision?
Well, I think in the first instance, as I said, the advisory group have met. We will be meeting again in the coming week or so. We will consider everything that's on the table. But we also need to be mindful, as I said, what we have learned in terms of our experience of running the exams in November, the varied views of students and teachers and parents and all of that. And also, I suppose, we need to look forward as well to where we will be in summer of this year, in terms of, you know, the vaccine rollout is going very well. You know, we need to take all of that into consideration, and where we are now in terms of the logistics and planning may not be where we are next June. So all of that will be taken into consideration. As I say, accommodation has already been made in terms of our planning for where we are at this point, and we will consider all that needs to be done.
But sorry to push on this, Minister, but I suppose Leaving Cert students, and I do want to ask you about the Junior Cert briefly as well, but Leaving Cert students will be wondering, when will we know? When can they realistically expect to know? Is it March? Is that a kind of a good cut-off point, do you think?
No, well, to be fair, as I say, I think what we need to do is to take a considered and a measured approach. I think what students need to be reassured with, and indeed parents, is that, you know, all of the information as it becomes available to us now. For example, at this stage, there are competing voices offering different views. Those views were not on the table a number of weeks ago. There's no unanimity in those voices. So we will work through each of the proposals. And we will give measured consideration.
I accept that. And the junior cert, in a word, are you confident that'll go ahead, or is that looking unlikely?
Well, again, as I say, you know, teaching and learning is continuing at the minute in a remote environment. We are working towards the return to school. The junior certificate students are studying and following their coursework. And, you know, and that's the proper way to proceed at this point.
Norma Foley, Education Minister, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.